geek on, get my geek on. Get my geek on. Here we go. KUOW's The Record. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bill Radke. Seattle loses out to Silicon Valley again. But is that a bad thing? Todd Bishop from the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire. Welcome back, Todd.
Thanks, Bill. And may I request that song to play whenever I walk into a room?
Yeah, like when you come up to bat.
Yes.
Everybody, each hitter has their own.
Yeah, that's my new theme.
Plate music, and that's Todd Bishop's theme. So we'll remember that. We'll make a note. What did we lose to Silicon Valley, Todd?
A company called Twilio, and folks who were following the news last week will remember that this was the first U.S.-backed IPO of 2016. They went public. This is a company that provides services for other companies to use in their apps. So its customers include Uber and Nordstrom and others. They build things like notifications and voice calling into their apps using Twilio's technology. The big news here was that Twilio was started in Seattle quite a while ago, and they ended up moving to San Francisco for personal reasons of the founder, but it's part of this larger trend of Seattle versus Silicon Valley and what's best for startups in those respective regions.
You say for personal reasons. Are you suggesting that maybe it wasn't just personal reasons, but there's also that startup environment you're talking about?
Certainly, the startup environment here was not enough to overcome those personal reasons.
There you go.
For the founder of Twilio, Jeff Lawson, to stay. His wife got a fellowship in San Francisco, so an admirable move by him to move his entire company down there for her. But there have been other examples of this as well. Box is another example, founded by two sons of Mercer Island, Washington, who ended up moving to Silicon Valley to start that. And that also went public in a very successful IPO. So this is a trend. Now, there are counter trends. Tableau Software started at Stanford University, moved up here, still based in Fremont. So it's just part of the natural ebb and flow. But for the most part, we've seen companies go out of Seattle to San Francisco, and that can be a troubling trend.
Why do companies go from Seattle to San Francisco area?
Primarily access to investors, which is an Achilles heel for the Seattle market. There's a much larger pool of angel investors to initially get companies off the ground, of venture capitalists to provide those second and third rounds of funding that can really get companies to those next stages of growth. And so those are on Sand Hill Road, or they're in San Francisco in the Bay Area. And so that is a struggle. There are, of course, investors here, but they are not as numerous.
Why are they not as numerous?
It's just not as much of a as big of a market. You've also seen some of the large tech employees leave places like Amazon and not necessarily become as active as investors. They might become more philanthropic or do other things with their money, but they're not, in large part, becoming angel investors themselves.
So as you said, part of that is probably a numbers game. There's not as much, so therefore there's not as much.
Right.
You know, but is there also, do you think there's a cultural difference?
To some extent, there is. And of course, there are some folks in Seattle who would say, well, we don't want that San Francisco culture. Maybe this is a good thing that these companies are moving out. I'm preempting a possible argument by you, Bill, because I know we've talked about this
yes.
in the past.
Yes.
That said, you know, this is, in general, a good thing for the economy when companies are growing and expanding here and creating jobs here, and theoretically, at least, lifting up people into greater echelons of income.
I read a piece at GeekWire that was written by a co-founder, one of these Mercer Island youths
yes.
who co-founded Box, and he was describing why he left. And, of course, I'm not much in the tech world. I'm not catching all of his references. But the tone was in his world, it was a loss that Seattle is not like Silicon Valley. And then I read the comments. Of course, these are GeekWire reader comments,
yes.
right? And there, people really get that. Oh, thank you. Yes, he's saying important things about what we lack here. And not being from the tech world, I was thinking it is very natural to not want to lose anything. We hate to lose stuff. So if you hear that we're losing things, and it's a lot of money. It's billions of dollars, right?
And many jobs.
And many, many jobs go there instead of here. But what about, what do you do with this idea that is mo money mo better all the time?
Hopefully. And it was funny, there was a great story on KUOW last week that looked at the housing trends, and it was almost hoping for a bust in the tech economy to lower housing prices. And that felt a little bit to me like hoping for an airline crash to bring down airfare. So I think there are ways to add jobs, add companies, keep them here, and at the same time do other things like raise the minimum wage, make housing more affordable to address the root of the problem, which is not the economic boom. It's the other stuff that we need to fix.
No good reason to lose another $2 billion startup.
Absolutely not. Not with all the jobs that it brings.
Todd Bishop from the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire. Thanks for joining us as always, Todd.
Thank you, Bill.
Good to see you.